The sounds in the room today are a little bit different. There's more of us in the room. We finally got our organ back. The organ came back on your 15th anniversary. And there are sounds of kids in the room because we've moved a table in the room so the kids could be in here and the people who watch our kids could be in here, which is right. You're sitting with your family. You're sitting with your family. And we're sitting with our families today. It'll come as no surprise to most of you in this room today to know that Cheryl loves you and to hear that Cheryl loves to tease us. Have you noticed that through the years? I've heard my own kids say this. I've heard most of our youth say this. I've heard many of you say this. That Cheryl sure is fun, which is a pretty darn good thing to say about your pastor, isn't it? Don't you love being able to say that about your pastor? Our pastor's fun. Can't say that about every pastor. Cheryl has no idea what's about to happen next, which is something you can't say very often about our pastor. You know, she almost always knows what's up next. But she's exercised a great deal of trust in us here today, as she does every day with every one of us, which is something we can say with confidence about you, but we cannot say with confidence about all the pastors we know. We know no one like you. Do you know anyone like Cheryl Pastor? Do you know any pastor anywhere like Cheryl Kimball? I don't. Thanks be to God, really, right? That we have you here with us. You don't know this, I don't think most of you, but when Cheryl went to Oxford to study, she earned A's at Oxford in England. And she also got on the high dive out at Balmoray. Balmoray is the Barton Springs of West Texas, and they have a high dive out there that makes all the other high dives look short that I've been to. You know, when you get on a high dive, you go up to it and you think, that's not that high. It looks high from the ground out there. And when you get up on top of this high dive, it's even higher. Some strange law of physics stretches the world out of... When you get up there, you can see the oasis that this spring-fed pool is in. You can see the edge of the green surrounded by the brown of the desert. And you're afraid of heights, aren't you? Not? When you got up there, you kind of had a bit of this. And the people in the pool saw it. Y'all saw it, right? We're around the edge of the pool. But then you smiled at us and you jumped and you pulled in your knees and tucked and made this great cannonball in the pool. And everybody was cheering and laughing. When you come out of the water, we were, yahoo! And you were smiling, right? I know no pastor who gets on the high dive at Balmoray and jumps. And you did it because it's fun and because you love us. And everybody out there knew it. I mean, everybody here knows that. You love us and you love our kids. You paint your hair green at VBS and put on sumo wrestling outfits. You sleep on the floor with our kids. Well, which is a very generous thing. You try to sleep on the floor with us. You find the best in us. Just like Nancy said, you fly to Chicago and you drive a bus back with your friends for our kids and for us. You let the kids decorate you like a banana split. Don't know any pastor who does that. You put on roller skates on your feet and a pillow on your bum, and you skate around us in Sap Hall singing Christmas songs and asking us to join you. Any other pastor that does that? She cooks for us, and she serves us, and she cleans up after us. She walks into our schools alongside us, helping confront conflict that will not go away. And she looks for the best in everyone, in the conflict and everywhere. She sits with us in our darkest moments. She opens her home. She opens her heart to us. She surprises the church one Sunday with a wedding, inviting us all in, right? You all were there, a lot of you. She marries us and buries us and baptizes us and prays for us and prays with us. Do you have any question that Cheryl loves you? Do you doubt at all that she loves you? Do you doubt that she loves God? I don't. You are a great pastor and a good friend. And I'm really glad my daughters are growing up in a place where they can know a strong, kind, smart, faithful, fun female pastor who is also their friend. They come running to you to tease you, and you hide around the corner to boo, scare them, right? They will never have to hear what you heard growing up, that a woman can't do that. Thank you for listening to God's yes back then, not the naysayers. And thank you for how you listen still for God's yes, and how you coach us and teach us all to listen for God's yes, because it's out there and it's in us, you remind us. In some of the darkest moments in my own life, wounded, unsure if I still had this in me, you walked in with light and asked me to listen again for God's yes. You're the real deal. You are a servant leader, and you are a dear friend. It's our honor today to worship this morning alongside you and to celebrate your 15 years of faithful ministry to God in this church. We've asked two of your dearest friends to speak today, which you know is a little bit of a complication because one of them is not even on the continent today. So Jackie Saxon is going to speak to us on a video that we've recorded. And your other good dear friend, you have tons of friends, but another dear friend, Dorothy Strickland, is here to speak to also. Both of these people love this church. Both of these people love you. Both of these people love God. So now listen to your favorite scripture from someone who's standing on another continent right now.